It's 10 minutes to go till 5 o'clock downtown, giving you a free ride on your Monday afternoon. Rich Kimble, Brian Stackpole, and right here in studio, it's Andy Gagan from Gagan Brothers Brewing. Hello there, Mr. Gagan.
Hey, I always love it when we can come into bump music that's way cooler than I am.
That music hasn't been made, has it?
I don't know. I was feeling pretty good about what we were just jamming to there. Good stuff.
That's good stuff indeed. Well, speaking of good stuff, a lot of exciting things happening at Gagan Brothers. And let's start with the big news about distribution, that you are now officially a statewide supplier of wonderful beer to people in Maine.
I'm glad you chuckled a little, because it's funny. You know, people might have seen on Facebook the pictures of me with my son, Isaac, who's 8 years old. And the beautiful thing about family business is that there are no child labor laws that apply to family business. So he came in.
I saw Isaac putting cases together. That was great, yeah.
He's great at folding boxes, and it's perfect. You know, it's lovely. And we pay him with snacks and treats. It's good. But no, he's phenomenal. But he looked at me and he said, "Dad," this is coming from an 8-year-old, he said, "Dad, when this all started with the brewery, did you expect it to be just like it is right now?" And I said, "You know what, Bub, that's a great question." And I said, "You know, I expected that we could get here, but to be sitting with you today talking about being statewide, you know."
In four years.
I mean, we're a 40-year-old company. When you talk about the totality of our business, it started with my grandfather in 1975. But in 4 years to be statewide with our brand, to be in stores and other people's establishments and all that sort of stuff, it's crazy. You know, it's definitely something that I thought could happen and would eventually happen, or we wouldn't have gone down this road. But the reception that we've had and the people that have supported us and just been really partners in our growth in a lot of ways have just been phenomenal and fantastic. It's pretty cool.
Well, and of course, it starts with the product. If you got a good product, people will find it. And people have been doing that since you started making beer 4 years ago. And it seems with every new beer that you add, the fan base grows even more.
Oh, I would say so. Yeah, I was talking to Ryan Power, our head brewer now, and really
a former student of mine as well.
Yeah, former student of mine as well. And, you know, we've made now, and he's been kind of the lead designer on enough beers now that there are about 25 beers that if we don't have them all the time, people are after us, and they're just angry that they don't have. They're not really angry, but they want that beer, and,
right.
and we hear about it. And you know, I mean, we only have 18 draft lines between a couple of places that we, you know, we're not going to always have all of them on. And you know, it goes to passion. You know, we've for many years had a passion for doing business the right way in Bangor. And now we've got a crew of young people that are passionate about growing this brand. And we've got a crew of young guys in the brewery that are just passionate about making the best beer that we can make. And you know, if you ever sat around and drank a beer, one of our beers with us, you would not want to try it if you've never had it before, because it sounds like we're making the worst beer in the world, because we're still super critical, always tearing apart everything, always drinking it and saying, well, yeah, but. And I hope that always continues. I hope that we're always pushing to be perfect, which is something that never could happen in the beer world.
Yeah, but that's how you keep growing and improving and getting better. Let's talk about the tasting room, too. I had a chance to stop by a couple of weeks ago. That's just an awesome facility. You've added a new sign.
Yeah, you can find it now. So when we started over in Brewer,
I was wandering around going, "Where's the beer?" Which I often do out in public.
Yeah, I've seen it. It's okay. Don't we all sometimes? But yeah, when we started in Brewer, we really wanted to keep it quiet in a lot of ways, because we were just producing and we were way behind. We had orders to fill from months before that we just needed to get beer brewed as fast as possible with no distractions and figure out the system and figure out how it was all going to work and ship beer. And that was really the goal for so long. So we didn't have a sign, we didn't have anything going, but then we got to a place where we were comfortable enough that our process was working and producing the beer and the volume and the quality that we needed it to be to meet those orders and grow. So we said, you know what, we can open a tasting room. That was something that was allowed in our license. And so we opened up just a small area, and it's really legitimately right there. If you haven't been, it's right there on our production floor. You're standing next to where we're brewing beer. As I was leaving the brewery just now to come over here, the guys were picking up our bottling line. So we bottle right there where that all happened. So you can come in and have a beer and talk to the brewers and see the process. And we're open Thursdays and Fridays from 5 to 9 and Saturdays noon to 7. So just really limited hours. Get a growler filled, get a sample. Hang out, see what's going on.
It's a great
it's
time.
Pretty cool.
Of course, festivals are now, we were talking last week about this, there is no festival season. It's year round.
It used to be,
now
it's all the time.
You were down at Bar Harbor a couple of weeks ago, and you're going to be heading up to Fredericton before too long.
Yeah, that's coming up in another month or so, where we've been invited to Fredericton, New Brunswick's beer festival. It's a wonderful festival, and we've been invited as the American brewery to come, which is like a foolish thing to head up and be a part of something that big. But
that's awesome.
Yeah.
Hey, we've got to take a break. Can you hang around for a few minutes and talk about some of the future for Gagan Brothers and what we can look forward to?
Yeah.
All right, cool. We're going to take a little break. We've got news coming up. Top of the hour, Andy Gagan, Gagan Brothers Brewing, back with us. We'll go to Denver and connect with Mike Lowe for our Patriots Notebook, Alan Adams of the Main Edge, and more in Hour 2 of Downtown of the Pulse, WZON Bangor.